Blog Talk Radio.
Ministry. I'm your host, Minister Jay Allen, and today's topic is Have Boldness, Accept No Confidence, Accept No Condemnation, and Have Confidence. Enjoy. That little bit of music, try to add a little bit of music to the shows, instrumentals and stuff, but the main thing is that we get into the word, amen. The main thing is that we get into the word. And so I did mess it up a little bit as I was trying to introduce what today's topic is. Today's topic is have boldness, accept no condemnation, and have confidence. Amen. And what I'm talking about here today is having boldness in Jesus Christ, accept no condemnation from our flesh, and have confidence in Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, the only way that we can do that, brothers and sisters, is that we have to know whose we are. Amen. We have to know whose we are. If you don't know that you're Jesus Christ, amen, if you don't know that you're a part of the body of Christ, then you won't have boldness, you won't have confidence, and you will accept condemnation from your flesh, amen. So what I want to talk about with you here today is having that boldness to go to the throne of God, amen, having that confidence in Jesus Christ, amen, and accepting no condemnation in spite of yourself, amen, in spite of what you do or don't do, amen. And again, the only way that you're going to be able to do that is that you have to know whose you are, amen. You have to know whose you are. So before I actually get into the message, I would like to pray for you, the listener. Heavenly Father, I come before you in prayer right now, and I thank you for the individual on the end or the other end of this message or the receiving end of this message. Lord, anoint their eyes, anoint their ears, anoint their mind, anoint their spirit, anoint their heart. Help them to understand what it is that you are wanting them to receive from this message. And as you help them to understand it, God, give them the ability to walk in it, amen, to have faith in it, amen, and to know that you are God, amen. I pray as always that I may decrease and you increase all the more, till there's none of me and all of you. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, amen. So I have a few scriptures, brothers and sisters, that I'm going to be coming from here today, but before I actually get into the scriptures, I just wanted to give you a little overview of what I'm talking about here. Now, when I talk about having boldness, amen, when I talk about having confidence, amen, when I talk about accepting no condemnation, I said that you have to know whose you are, amen. So in order for you to walk in boldness, in order for you to have confidence, in order for you to accept no condemnation, then you have to know that you are the body of Christ. Amen. You have to know that you are the church. You are the body of Christ. You have to believe by faith that you are saved by the blood of Jesus. Amen. And that being saved by the blood of Jesus, it gives you confidence. Amen. That being saved by the blood of Jesus gives you the ability and the know-how not to accept condemnation when you have missed the mark, when you have fallen short of the glory of God. You are not supposed to accept condemnation from yourself, from your heart, from anybody else. You're not supposed to accept it because that is not what Jesus wants for us. Jesus doesn't want us to be walking in condemnation. And if you don't know what condemnation means, it means for you to make yourself think that because of your shortcomings or your falling short of the glory of God or maybe some of your sinful acts and behaviors while on the side of the body of Christ, you have to be put to hell, or God's not going to forgive you, or God got to punish you because this is happening, or your sins won't be forgiven. That's a lie from the devil, and the truth is not in it. My brothers and sisters, there's no condemnation to them who walk after Christ Jesus and do not walk anymore according to the flesh, do not walk anymore according to Old Testament laws and rules and regulations. Amen. Hallelujah. There was a time, brothers and sisters, when before our time, God brought in commandments and they were written on stone tablets, you know, so people can have a guideline on what to do and what not to do concerning sin. Now, it was the law itself was perfect, but the law was made deaf unto people because people were not perfect, and people could not keep the law. Amen. And back in those days, they made sacrifices for sins, you know, or atonement for sins. Only the priest could go in and make a sacrifice for the sins of the people, and he had to do that with the blood of lambs and bulls. But what it was signifying was the blood of Jesus Christ. It was, would you say, an example of things to come. Amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And so now we live in New Testament. Amen. New Testament is the blood of Jesus. Amen. Jesus shed his blood for you and I, you know, on a tree. Amen. And some people say it's a cross. And I guess you could call it a cross by the way that he hang on the tree. Amen. But he hang on the tree, you know, okay, and he was sacrificed for you and I so that we could have salvation, so that we could live eternally, so that we could live by the grace of Jesus Christ, amen, so that we could know the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen, so that we would not have to suffer death in the manner of hell, amen. So Jesus went to hell for us. He went in our place, amen. You know, he suffered on the cross for us. You know, it's not all in the order that I'm saying right now, but if you want me to go in order, I'll go in order. He, you know, he went on the cross for us. Amen. His hands and his feet was nailed on the cross for us. Amen. He died. Amen. In our place. Amen. And after he died in our place, he was buried. Amen. For us. And he went to hell for us. Amen. And God resurrected him. Amen. On that third day. Amen. And, you know, after he visited those that whom he visited in his glorified state on earth, you know, then he went back to heaven, and then so we would not be comfortless, he sent the Holy Ghost to live on the inside of each one of us that receive him as our Lord and Savior. So if you just believe on the name of Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. Amen. Now, you can't work your way into Christ. Amen. Excuse me. Or you can't work your way into receiving salvation. You can't work your way into receiving salvation. You can't perform your way into receiving salvation. You can't do a lot of goody things in order to receive salvation. However, receiving salvation enables us and motivates us to do good things, to want to live holy, to, you know, live a better life, amen, to come out of the old and into the new, to stop doing a lot of the things that we used to do, amen. Salvation enables and motivates us and persuades us to do those things, but we can't do those things to receive salvation. The only way that we can receive salvation is from Jesus Christ alone, amen. It's from Jesus Christ, amen. And once you receive salvation from Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, no longer do you have a heart of condemnation. So before you came to Jesus Christ, you know, you possibly or you were condemned for those things that you did because you didn't have an atonement for your sins. Amen, which is Jesus Christ. But now that we have Jesus Christ, we have atonement for our sins. Amen. Jesus has forgiven each and every one of our sins, past, present, and future. So any sin that we ever did do, Jesus forgave us. Any sin that we're doing now, Jesus forgives us. And anything that we'll do in the future that is contrary to his word, Jesus will forgive us. Amen. So no longer do we have to live in a defeated mentality of being condemned for our falling short of the glory of God. Before we came to Christ, we did. But now that we are Christ, we don't. And also now that we are Christ, when we fall short of the glory of God, God wants us to come to the mercy seat. Amen. He wants us to come boldly to him in our time of trouble, in our time of need, in our time of weakness, in our time of falling short of his glory, in our time of not doing everything right, in our time of, you know, having the ability to do right but still not doing it. Amen. You know, God wants us to come to him boldly. Amen. He wants us to come to him boldly. So that means we don't have to be ashamed to come before God even though we are not perfect. We don't have to be ashamed to pray to God even though the night before or that same night you might have just done a sinful behavior. You might have been somewhere you wasn't supposed to be. You might have said some things you wasn't supposed to say. You might have did some things you wasn't supposed to do. You might have hurt somebody with your words or hurt somebody with your behavior. But you don't have to feel ashamed to come to God and talk to God about it. You don't have to feel ashamed even though maybe 2 seconds before you was doing something you wasn't supposed to be doing. God know you did it, so why are you coming to him acting like you ashamed? Amen? Okay, we have to have confidence that when we come to Jesus, he hears us. He will answer our prayers. Amen. He's got us on assignment in spite of ourselves, in spite of our shortcomings, in spite of our downfalls, in spite of our pits, in spite of our errors in life, in spite of our purposeful mistakes or our purposeful sinful behaviors, we still can have confidence in God, in going to God, amen, have confidence that we are still saved by the blood of Jesus in spite of ourselves, hallelujah. We can't sin away our righteousness because our righteousness did not come from us. Our righteousness has come from God through the mighty Jesus Christ. So we can't sin away our righteousness. And some people will tell you that you have sinned away your righteousness. You can't sin away your righteousness. You see, when you come to Christ, amen, you are a changed individual. Your spirit has been changed. Your spirit is perfect. Your spirit is perfect because your spirit is that of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ in Holy Spirit form. And that spirit comes to live on the inside of you. So your spirit has been changed from the old to the new. Your spirit is perfect. Hallelujah. However, your flesh is not. Okay? We're still living in this old body. Amen? And this body is a vessel to house the spirit of Christ in. Amen? We are spirit, brothers and sisters. We are spirit living in a physical body. So our body and our natural abilities has error in it. Amen? Our spirit is perfect. And that's why we worship God in spirit and in truth, that truth that comes from God, the truth of God that is in us. Amen? And while our fleshly man is subject to error, our spirit is made perfect. Amen? Now, let me back this all up with scripture, because somebody may be listening to me right now and might be saying to themselves, that's a bunch of baloney. That's a bunch of baloney. That's not real. That's not right. No, I haven't learned that. I don't think that's true. So let me, okay, if you will allow me, let me back it up with the scripture, okay, with the word of God. The first scripture I'm going to is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 through 16. Amen. Verse 14 says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Verse 15, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Then he goes on in verse 16, says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So let me break these scriptures down for you. Going back to verse 14 of chapter 4 of Hebrews, it says, seeing then that we, who are we? We are the body of Christ, have a great high priest. Who is the great high priest? Jesus Christ. Okay? And it says, who has passed through the heavens? Jesus, the Son of God. Only one that has passed through the heavens is Jesus, the Son of God, the great high priest. We, the body of Christ, have this great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God, who has passed through the heavens. It says also in that verse, let us hold fast our confession. Let us stand on our confession that we are the body of Christ. Let us stand on our confession that we are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. Let us hold to that, okay? Don't waver in it. Don't conform in it. Don't get laxy-loosey in it. Okay? Don't throw it away. Hold on to it. Save it. Savior it. Amen? Verse 15 says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. So, again, we established that the high priest is Jesus Christ, and we are the body of Christ. So, look at it like this. The body of Christ knows that Jesus can sympathize with our weaknesses. Okay? And how do we know that Jesus can sympathize with our weaknesses? Because the Bible tells us so, that in verse 15, it says that Jesus was in all points tempted as we are. So Jesus was tempted just like us. Yet, it says he did not given to the sin, okay? However, he can sympathize with us because he knows what it means to be tempted. He knows what it means to be tempted, and he can easily see how we can give into the temptation. Not that we should, but how we could give into the temptation. And he knows that we will fall short of the glory of God. See, he knows that we've been reborn, but he was born. He was born into a virgin, Mary, okay? In his seed was planted by the Almighty God. That's what gave him the ability, okay, to not sin. Verse 16, and this is a very, very, very important verse. It said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Let us, who is us again? The body of Christ. Let us boldly come to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So that means, brothers and sisters, when we fall short of the glory, when we don't, again, get everything right, when we don't say everything right, when we find ourselves doing some things that we don't want to do but that we have done, but that we're pressing not to do, okay? The Bible says that we are to come boldly to the throne of grace. We're to come boldly to Jesus, amen, to obtain his mercy and find grace in time of need. Amen. So I don't know about you, but I have times in my life where I'm in need. Okay. I have times in my life when I've fallen short of the glory of God. I have times in my life when I don't say everything right. I don't do everything right. And I don't think everything right. And I've hurt people. You know, I don't purposely go out there to hurt people, but I've hurt people in my life. Amen. I've done these things. And yet and still, God says that I can still come boldly before him and not be ashamed when I come before him. Amen. He says that I don't have to be condemned in my heart when I come before him. So in other words, I don't have to punish myself 20 times before I can come to God and say, okay, God, you know, I've been through all that, you know, so now I can come to you. No, brothers and sisters, I don't care what it is that you've done. I don't care where it is that you've been, okay? I don't care, you know, what has happened. You can come before God, need not be ashamed, need not carry no condemnation about it, need not thinking that God hates you, need not thinking that God is not going to forgive you for your sins. You don't need to be thinking any of that because none of that's true. Amen? And this is, I'm going to back it up with a couple more scriptures now. 1 John 3:20 and 21 says this. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Then it goes in verse 21, it says, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God. So let me go back to verse 20. If our heart condemn us, who is our heart? Who is us? The body of Christ. The body of Christ, if your heart is condemning you, then you got to really ask yourself a question. Do you really believe that you're saved by the blood of Jesus? Okay? Because your heart shouldn't be condemning you at all. Okay? The only reason your heart is condemning you is if you're trying to live by the Old Testament ways and thinking that you got to be perfect and you got to do everything perfect, okay? You're not, and you don't have a bunch of rules and regulations and laws to live by, okay? Okay, so don't allow anybody to put you in condemnation, and don't you put yourself in condemnation. So if your heart is condemning you, okay, this is an example I'm going to put, okay? Say the night before, I mean, this is just an example, you went out to the club, okay? Now, as being a Christian, it is advisable that you don't go out to clubs and be partying and drinking and doing all those things because it's going to mess with you. It's going to mess with your mind. It's going to mess with your character and all those things. And you know, in a sense, it draws you away from God's, you know, as far as connecting to him, amen? And you want to have an intimate relationship with God, but you can't actually have an intimate relationship with God if you still you know, if you are continually, you know, doing all the things that you used to do before you came to Christ, because you came to Christ for a reason. Amen. And if you're still doing all the things before you came to Christ, okay, you know, it's questionable. Now, it doesn't mean that we're not going to fall short of the glory of God. This is my example. You're pressing towards the Lord, and, you know, you're reading your word, and you're talking to God, and you're praying, and you believe you're saved by the blood of Jesus, right? Okay. Now, say you fall short of his glory, and you go out to that club with your girlfriend or your boyfriend, or maybe by yourself. Now, then the next day, you know, you feel bad about it. Now, there's nothing wrong with feeling bad about it, but herein lies the problem. You feel so bad to the point that you believe God is not going to forgive you. You feel so bad to the point that you believe that you're not saved by Jesus anymore, and you believe that you're going to go to hell because you went out to the club. Or you let somebody tell you, you ain't saved, girl, because you went to the club. Right there is the issue. Because it is not our performance that saves us. It is not what we do and what we don't do out in the world that saves us. It is the blood of Jesus that saves us. And once the blood of Jesus saves us, we are saved. There's no more condemnation for us, okay? Because we don't live according to the world anymore. We live according to God. Now, here's verse, that was kind of like verse 20. Verse 21, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God. Now, let me give you an example of that. Same scenario. You know, you're working towards God, you know what I'm saying? And you believe in God and you trust God, you know, and one day you go out to the club. Okay, now you come home, right, and maybe you feel bad about it, maybe you don't. But, you know, you say to yourself, you know what, hey, I fell short of the glory of God, but you know what, Lord, forgive me. You know, I did that, you know, part of me wanted to do that, and I know it wasn't particularly right, Lord, but I did it anyways, but I'm asking you, Father, forgive me. And when you say that, you believe that in your heart. Okay, you know that it's already been forgiven, okay? Because just the saying of the forgiveness is more for you than it is for God, okay? Because God has already forgiven you, because Jesus has forgiven your past, present, and future sins, amen? Now, you don't believe that you're going to hell. You don't believe, you know, that, you know, this sin has put you on, you know, no more, you're no more in the graces of God, and you know, you're going to hell. You don't believe that. You know, you believe, hey, I know I'm still saved. And then, you know, you got a need in your family. You know, you need some food or whatever. Lord, hey, I need this, Father. And you told me you're going to take care of me. So I need this. You know, you're going to do what you said you're going to do? I know you will. Thank you. Hallelujah. Guess what? Your heart didn't condemn you. And even though you might have just went out to the club the night before, even though you went out to the club the night before, your heart didn't condemn you. So guess what? You have confidence towards God. You know you're saved by the blood of Jesus. And let me tell you, that's going to take you a long way in life. That's going to take you a long way in life. And I encourage you to, whenever you fall short of the glory of God, you know, just come to God and say, hey, Lord, I ain't doing it right. I want to. I didn't, you know. But, you know, help me to get it right next time. Amen. And know that you know that you know that you know that you are Jesus Christ no matter what. You are Jesus Christ's child no matter what. You are his child. And can't nobody take you away from being his child. You can't take it away. Your friends can't take it away. Your church family can't take it away. Okay, your sinful behavior can't take it away. Now, what we must understand, brothers and sisters, okay, we can't just go out there doing any and everything and think that we're not going to suffer from some of the things that we do or have bad consequences for some of the things that we do, because the reality of it is that we will, okay? But if you choose to go do something contrary to what you know God don't want you to do, or should I say, if you choose to go do something contrary to God's word, then you're also choosing to suffer the consequences of it, whatever it is. But just remember that you still are saved by the blood of Jesus, so you can have boldness and you can have confidence and you don't have to accept condemnation. Amen. I got one more scripture. I'm coming from Romans chapter 8 and 1. Let's read it. Romans chapter 8 and 1, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. What that means, no longer are you a condemned person. Why? Because you are in Christ Jesus now. Amen. And so you don't walk after that old man, that old person, that old Adamic nature. You don't walk towards that. Your goal in life is not to be the person who you were. Your goal in life is to get closer to God. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, as long as you're living on this earth, and, you know, you're going to have shortcomings in your life. You're going to fall short of the word. You're going to do things that not perfect. And as the quicker you understand that just because you're in the body of Christ, the quicker you understand that you're not going to do everything perfect. Your spirit is perfect, okay, but your flesh is not. Amen. So, please, don't let people tell you that you're not saved because of the things that they might see you doing or into. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you believe that by faith. The Bible says even if you believe on the name of Jesus, you shall inherit the kingdom of God. Okay? So if you just believe on his name, he said, you shall inherit the kingdom. If you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you have the kingdom, which really means you have Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Bible also says that we cannot, you know, get to God unless we go through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. So what God wanted me to tell you here today is that do not live in a defeated mentality, which means do not accept condemnation. Do not live in condemnation. Do not even have condemnation in your vocabulary, nowhere in your heart, your vocabulary, your mind, your spirit, nothing. Okay, you can get convicted of things because the Holy Spirit is supposed to convict you of something. What it means, convict, is to make you feel guilty of the things that, you know, make you, you know, feel that guilt so you'll turn away from whatever it is and continue to reach towards God. Amen. Our ultimate goal is to have an intimate and loving relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And let our life be made an example so somebody else can find Jesus, so somebody else can see Jesus through us. Amen. Don't you condemn other people, and don't you allow anyone to condemn you, and don't you condemn yourself. But you can have boldness, and you can have confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that he did not come into this world to condemn you, but he came into this world to save you. Amen. He didn't come in this world just so you can see where you're wrong and what you know all about sin. He came in this world to save you so you wouldn't die. And when I mean wouldn't die, I mean so you don't have to go to hell, but so you can live eternally with him in heaven. Amen. So I thank you for listening to this message here today on Blog Talk Radio. This is God's Chosen Vessel Ministries, and I'm your host, Minister Jay Allen. And just remember, you can do it if you give God a chance. You can do it. Yeah, yes, you can. See you next time.